here on the Steve Griffin Show. Good to have you here. You know, we're talking about the huge shakeup in the run for governor with Republicans in Michigan. Half of the candidates apparently don't have enough signatures to be on the ballot. It'll cut the field in half. Five gone, five remain if it's upheld here in a couple of days. So a big shock to the election in Michigan. Meanwhile, Thomas King is special counsel to the Thomas More Society's Amistad Project. And election integrity is a big focus of their work. Thomas, good to have you back.
Yes, thank you very much, Steve. It's an honor to be with you.
Oh, good to have you. So the election issues in America, you know, and I want to point this out. The Democrats were screaming and jumping up and down about how Georgia was the new Jim Crow. And Joe Biden said, I remember Jim Crow. We were friends. Anyhow, claiming that, you know, it would cause, you know, people not to vote this day. They have set all-time new records so far this year for voter participation in Georgia. Everything they said was a bald-faced lie, and yet they've moved forward with election security in that state. As just one example, where would you like to begin?
Well, I would like to begin with telling you that the Amistad Project, the Thomas More Society, and the American Voters Alliance have come up with model legislation that we think addresses a lot of the issues that came out of the 2016 and 2020 elections, and addresses a lot of the problems in the American electoral system. We have a model act that we put out with the cooperation of a number of organizations, and there are a number of things to be fixed. And I will tell you this, Steve, in Pennsylvania, where I am, of course, my beautiful wife, Marcy Austin, is a former Detroiter. And I want to tell you, though, that in Pennsylvania, where we are, we just witnessed a record number of Republicans voting in Pennsylvania. We outvoted the Democrats for the first time in years in a primary election. Of course, we have independents, too, who don't vote in primaries. But listen, you can reform electoral processes and still get participation, and Georgia is the proof of that.
Yeah, it certainly is. Georgia, you know, and again, we knew that all the garbage coming from, you know, the left, oh, this is white supremacy and, you know, blah, 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 racist. And they were so incensed, they took the Major League Baseball All-Star game from a city that's predominantly African-American to Lily White Denver to prove their point, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they sure did. And listen, there are major issues that need to be addressed, not only in Michigan, but across the United States. We need to get the Zuckerberg money out of elections. We need to never have that happen again. That happened in Michigan. It happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in Wisconsin. It happened in Arizona. It happened in Georgia. And so one of the major things that we're about is getting that Zuckerberg, that private money. And just think,
absolutely,
Steve, what would have happened. Just think what would have happened if the Trump family, for example, who would have put up $400 million like Zuckerberg did, the left would have been screaming bloody murder. And so we had $10 million dedicated to Philadelphia alone, and Philadelphia signed a contract with Zuckerberg that required them to have a certain number of polling places open in the 2020 election. That's just pure wrong. And the Zuckerberg money paid the people counting the votes in Philadelphia.
That's right. It is. Well, then you also have the Democrats always screaming about dark money. And yet you have billionaires from around the world that create, you know, foundations and set up shop in Washington, D.C. that are not citizens, that cannot legally make contributions to campaigns, and yet they find ways to work around it by setting up other companies and other fronts. And so, I mean, it happens all the time, right? George Soros showed him the way, but it happens all the time. Dark money, including Zuckerberg's money, needs to come out. American citizens, let them contribute. But other than that, make it stop.
I wish I could show you the charts that Phil Klein and the Amistad Project have put together to trace the flow of this money. It's incredible. And the number of organizations that the Democrats have created and the left have created to funnel this money into elections is just incredible. The $400 million that Zuckerberg put in exceeded all of the money that the federal government put into elections in 2020. More money came from Zuckerberg than came from the United States of America. That's purely wrong.
No question about it. All right, so you've made this model legislation. Where does it go now? What are you going to do with it?
Well, what we're doing is we have former legislators and current legislators who are supportive of this. So some of the things it does is it requires transparency in a number of instances. For example, each legislature that would adopt this model law would be required to have a standing committee. That standing committee would be required to report back to the citizens of the state after every election and tell them exactly where the irregularities were, what occurred, and the committee would be bipartisan by act of the legislature. So, for example, we have spent, since the 2020 election, we have spent a considerable amount of time and money fighting with the United Postal Service and fighting the post office over the release of investigative materials that were generated out of the case involving Jesse Morgan, the truck driver, who drove 200,000 ballots into Pennsylvania.
Right.
And so we have spent an inordinate amount of time. We finally got, about 2 weeks ago, we finally succeeded in forcing the Inspector General of the Postal Department to give us the report. And guess what we got, Steve, when we got it? We got a report that is so heavily redacted.
Well, of course it is, Thomas. I mean, that's what I would expect. Thomas King, special counsel to the Thomas More Society's Amistad Project. We got to leave it there, but I want you to come back and give us an update as this moves forward because this is so important. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All
thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Still to come, the latest from the tornado in Michigan. Don't go anywhere.